Oh, you can't say that on breakfast radio. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, Michael. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I've got a rather topical drama to talk about today. It's a film called Burden. It's written and directed by a guy called Andrew Heckler. He's better known as an actor, but this is his feature debut as a director. This film is based on a true story from the mid-1990s. When forced to choose between the love of a good woman called Judy, who's played by Andrea Riceborough, and the Ku Klux Klan, represented by the evil Tom Wilkinson, in what may come as a shock to many, Southern redneck white trash Mike Burden, played by Garrett Hedlund, picks the woman. I guess it wouldn't be much of a story otherwise. Anyway, going against the Klan has its consequences. With no job and nowhere to live, Burden is forced to confront a lifetime of prejudice and accept the charity of the local black Reverend Kennedy, played by Forrest Whitaker. Now, the Klan aren't too happy with Burden, and the local African-American community, apart from the good Reverend Kennedy, are reluctant to help him.
Am I understanding that you would like a room for that man?
And his family.
You know who that man is?
I know him as a brother in Christ, Alvin.
I know him as a brother in the Knights, Reverend. I'm sorry, I'm booked up.
However will he get himself out of this little pickle? There is a lot to like about this film. Its strong anti-racist and love triumphing over hate messages being the most obvious ones. Oops, did I just give away the ending? Come on now, it would be a pretty dark movie if things turned out the other way. Another thing going for this movie is the cast. Garrett Hedlund gets so completely into the skin of conflicted redneck Mike Burden. He's got the slouch, he's got the hangdog look, he's got the talking through a mouthful of chew down pat. The only thing that gives him away as an actor is his Hollywood teeth. Also, you'd never guess that Andrea Riceborough hails from the northernmost part of England. But being English, her teeth are a lot closer to the mark.
Hey.
How's it going on with you?
Side of the scenes, all.
And Forrest Whitaker, of course, lives and breathes his role as the all-loving Reverend Kennedy. It's hard to believe that this guy once played Idi Amin so convincingly a few years ago.
Can't get rid of hate. Let's replace it with something else.
But like the main character in this movie, this film has a few issues. Unfortunately, Burden does play quite fast and loose with the facts of this story. Time is compressed, characters are simplified down to be more easily identifiable as either good or evil. Even the conflicted character of Mike Burden. And some events portrayed in the film simply never happened. If you're interested in this story, you might want to check the LA Times article online for a more true version of events. Now, this film isn't subtle at all. At times, it's almost like a warning sign flashes on the screen. Beware cheesy homilies and allegories ahead. But then again, perhaps the whole movie is one.
You know, when I was growing up, my mama used to take the bus to work. And on that route she took home, there was a dog.
I also can't help but wonder what this movie would have been like if it had been actually written by an African American. After all, the Reverend Kennedy has spent a lifetime preaching against hate, and this Johnny Reb come lately seems to steal all the thunder.
Done a lot of bad things in my life. Things I now regret.
There probably would have been a lot more focus on the internal and family struggles of the Reverend Kennedy as he invites the enemy into his community's midst. Now, whilst Burden has been almost whitewashed of any complicated details, be prepared for some pretty brutal violence and plenty of racist language. And at an hour and 57 minutes, maybe this movie is about 15 minutes too long. This film's heart is in the right place, but do we really need to be burdened by the Hollywood version of the story when the real one is so much more interesting and nuanced?
That definitely sounds like something I'd like to check out. Thank you so much for that, Michael.
Pleasure.
I'm praying for some kind of sign. If this ain't a sign, then I don't know what is.